Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. This is our fifth and final week of our June 2018 Ladies Month, and we will be joined by Midwest Modified driver number 44, Carly Wagner. We will also hear from Kelly from Aero Racing Wheels, Rod from French's Powerlift Doors, Cole from Deer Creek Speedway, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. This week's show is dedicated to local driver Roger Herrick and World of Outlaw driver Jason Johnson, the Ragin' Cajun. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
They're the Outlaws, the best of the best. High-speed action at every turn. World of Outlaws Craftsman Late Models, the most powerful stock cars on the planet, invading your town. Every night's a shootout. Don't miss the intense ground-pounding action. Saturday, July 7th, it's the Bigelow Homes Gopher 50 at Deer Creek Speedway, featuring World of Outlaws Craftsman Late Models. Info at DeerCreekSpeedway.com. July 7th, Deer Creek Speedway. Be there!
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag, you can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch forged center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and this week I am joined by Midwest Modified driver Carly Wagner. And Carly, what is it like for you growing up in Osage, Iowa?
It's a small town, and you know, you meet a lot of different people, but it's just nice and simple.
What do your parents do for a living? Because your mom is a big supporter of your racing career.
My mom is an insurance agent, and my dad's a truck driver.
You are not only into racing, but you are also heavily involved in high school sports. What are you doing right now, and what do you do throughout the year?
Right now I'm involved in softball, which has taken up the whole summer. I'm also in cross country and track.
Does that sometime conflict with racing?
Mostly softball, because throughout the week I have games every single night, and I usually have to be there around 2, and so I never really get to do the stuff on my race car that I enjoy doing.
I first met you at the indoor car show in March of 2017 that Deer Creek puts on every spring. I met you and your mom. This is a great way for the drivers to kick off the season, meet the fans, and show off their cars.
Yeah, I did meet you there. It was fun.
When and how did you get your start in racing slingshots?
My grandpa, I don't know. We were just sitting around, and he was like, I have something to talk to you about. And I was like, yeah, like, what's it about? And I wasn't expecting what he brought up. And he's like, well, we found a car that you, like, do you want to go look at it? And I was like, what are you talking about? Our family really wasn't involved with racing around that time, but my family did used to, like, my dad did figure eight cars, but we kind of just went away from it. And he asked me that, and I was like, yeah, like, let's go. So we went and looked at it, and we ended up buying it. And I've been involved ever since.
Your dad's got to be a little crazy to run figure eights.
Yeah.
Tiana Mathune talked about some epic battles you had in the slingshots earlier this month.
Oh, yes. Every weekend I'd win one, and then she'd win the next weekend, and it was just on and off every weekend.
It seems like you guys really had a good rivalry, though. You weren't trying to take each other out. You were just out there having fun.
Yeah, we drove each other clean every weekend. We never got connected once. It was fun racing against her.
April of last year, you drove your first B-Mod race. What do you remember about that very first night at the track, and how did you do out on the track?
I was so nervous. My anxiety was just so high. I didn't really know, like, what to expect, but I went out there, and I just drove my race and just did what I could.
I can't imagine last weekend, for example. Here you are on the front of a feature with 27 B-Mods right behind you. You're 15 years old, you're very talented, but you have some of the best B-Mod drivers in the whole region right behind you. That has to be nerve-wracking for one, but also to make you feel good that you were able to accomplish that.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. It was a good experience to get up there and be by them for a while. But yeah, it was fun.
What does it mean to have Tiana Mathune and also Casey Tromm in your division so you can go talk to them after a race?
Oh, it feels good. Me and Tiana have been friends ever since we met. We were a little nervous to talk to each other because we were both girls and we were just surrounded by all these guys. But once we started talking, we haven't stopped talking since we met. We always hang out. Like, even in the winter, we're always together.
And I know it's been a few years since I've had Casey on the show, but it's just amazing to watch her progression and her confidence build and how great of a driver she's become.
Yeah, I've really looked up to Casey. She was one of my motivators when I first started racing the Midwest Mod. She's accomplished a lot in her career, and I look up to that.
Last July, Nick got his first USRA modified win at Deer Creek. What a great night for the Wagner family. How are all the Wagners at Deer Creek related to you?
Oh, that was a good night. Well, my grandpa, he races the A-Mod, and then my dad, he races too, and then my brother races the slingshot also.
When the Wagner family comes to the track, you bring a huge group of family and friends with you. There's a lot of fans in the stands rooting for the Wagners.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the Chisholms racing, it's just all the Osage people. We have a lot of Osage people that go up there. They always support all of us, and it's good that our town gets together and helps us through it all.
And when you really think about it, Osage isn't really that far away.
It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. It just depends on the drive, I guess.
The Wagner family obviously takes pride in their equipment because all the cars look really, really nice.
Oh, yes, Grandpa. He's the one that makes us, you know, everything's got to be clean all the time.
And I also notice there's never any scuff marks on the door skins. You guys must switch them out every other week.
Oh, we don't do that, but if there's a lot of scratch-ups, yeah, we have to change them out.
Last August, you took a wild ride, hitting the front stretch wall and rolling three times. What do you remember about that crash and how did it get started?
I had no idea what was going on. I just closed my eyes and I had no idea until I got out and everyone was like, you just rolled. Like, I had no idea. I was just in it for the ride, I guess.
Did somebody hit you from the back?
Someone was going to pull off the track and I was like, well, I don't want to hit them. I had no time to think. So I just turned my wheel and didn't realize I was that close to the wall. And then I just went for a tumble.
How did you come out of the crash personally?
I was fine. It was just, I think it was my mental part of it that made me really scared to get back in this year. But we refixed the car. We rebuilt everything on it. And it's brand new pretty much. And my first two races were good. And now my confidence level is all the way back up.
We just had IMCA hobby stock driver Ashlyn Moriarty on a few weeks ago, and a week before she rolled her car, and she said, people have told me you do that once in your career. She said, now I've got that out of the way, time to move on.
Exactly. That's, I've gotten told that by several people. I mean, it's hard to believe that it happened, but you just got to go on from there.
How did the car handle the crash?
It was good. We thought it was totaled completely, but we took it down to Kelly Shryrocks, and it was down there all winter pretty much, but we got it fixed up, and it's good now, back to normal.
I am surprised how tough the modifieds are. I see them where stuff's hanging off all over, and they look like they're total junk, and it's really bolt-on parts. It never really gets into the chassis.
Exactly, yeah, all the cars, they're just built for that kind of stuff.
Have you had a chance to race some other tracks so far in your career?
The only one was where I went to Fountain City in the slingshot and Cedar Lake in the indoor track for that. But in the big car, I've only raced at Deer Creek.
What did you think of running inside the sandbox? Because that is a really cool facility at Cedar Lake. I wish they'd use it more.
Mm-hmm, that was fun. It was probably the best track that I've raced at. I don't know why. I liked the environment and all the people. It was fun.
This fall, you will celebrate your 16th birthday. What are your goals for racing from here on out?
I think it'll be easier because back here, all my friends are doing stuff on the weekends, and I'm just at the racetrack, but it'll be easier since I'll be able to drive up there.
You know, it's hard to believe. I've had so many people on the show before they have their driver's license, and it just dawned on me, you're not even old enough to drive on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's tough, but we make it work.
What are your plans after high school? Will you continue to race? Are you planning on going to college and coming home and racing during the summer?
Yeah, I'm planning on going to college, but yeah, I'll probably still hopefully be in what I'm in because I love it.
I know we have some very talented modified drivers at Deer Creek Speedway, and you get kind of spoiled going down there seeing those guys every single night, but when you have to get in the car and race against them, you know firsthand how good they are.
Yeah, it's exciting to be able to be right by them, you know. It's a good experience every time.
Do you think after you get your driver's license, you'll branch out and maybe try Decorah or Mississippi Thunder or try some other place?
Yeah, I think even after softball's done, we'll be able to go up because most of them are on the Friday nights or Sunday. But softball just takes up everything, so we're hoping we can get somewhere else, yeah.
Well, I know I still think you have softball yet today and pretty much every day this week, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show and can't wait to see you again down at Deer Creek Speedway.
Yes, thank you for asking me to be on here, Klain.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology. Enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded. Call 455-3524.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels. And the first thing I have to ask you is, how did you get to work with all that rain? I was seeing some of the pictures on Facebook, and it looked like you had to take an airboat into the office.
Well, I would guess I was lucky enough to come down with strep throat, so I was homesick those 2 days after that rain. But the videos actually show the prior night, and we did have rain come in the prior night. We had an individual come in over the night and work for about 3 hours to get the rain out, and then by the next morning it had all receded quite a bit from the building. So we always have a good amount of water when we get rain like that. We call it Lake Arrow out front.
Kelly, you are not only working in the racing industry, you are also a huge fan. Have you had a chance to get out this season to see any of the area action?
I tell you what, I haven't yet, unfortunately, and it seems to be as my son gets older, I don't get out as much. And to be honest, we're still quite busy in here at the shop, so I haven't gotten out there. I may not get out there until the Labor Day week down in Boone, but that's okay. I've seen a lot of racing in my life, so.
As we're out at the track, I always keep an eye on rims and who's running what and what the cars look like, and Arrow Racing products not only match the industry standards, but they surpass them. And if I'm buying a set of racing wheels for my car that I'm going to be behind the wheel, that's what I want.
Yeah, you know, we pride ourselves on the fact that these wheels are made by racers for racers. We have several individuals under our roof that have been in the racing industry all their life. They have a huge amount of knowledge when it comes to racing and also just wheel manufacturing in general, because, you know, our parent company was Armstrong Rim and Wheels, which was an industrial wheel company. So the combination of that and having a good marketing strategy to try to keep up with the times, I think we do a pretty good job.
2 weeks ago, we were out at Mason City Motor Speedway. There were these beautiful anodized blue wheels on the number 14M stock car of Brian Malstead. Did those wheels make a statement and make that car stand out from the rest of the pack? And I think that's what everybody wants, is for the fans to see them.
Yeah, several years ago, and I can't really, I think it was in 09, we brought the colored chrome out. It's been a little bit of a ride with it. We actually ended up bringing the chrome process in-house, and you'll be the first to know, and whoever's listening will be the first to know, we're actually doing some testing on some new colors. So we're hoping to have something out here by the end of the season, which will roll out first part of next season. But we're pretty excited about it. there are colors included in this project that have been asked for years. So we're excited to take that to the next step, to the next dimension. I'm not sure our distributors will be ready for it, but they'll get by.
We also noticed Eric Stanton's USRA hobby stock that was not only fast on the track, but really looked cool and had a great body style. And it also had chrome aero racing wheels. How much more are the chrome than just the white or the black?
On the retail side, chrome is about $20 over our standard powder coat painted wheels. And then color chrome is about $10 over the chrome. So generally a non-beadlock and a 15 by 8 is going to run probably about, you know, it all depends. We don't sell direct, so it's where our distributors set the pricing, set their retail. They all stay within a fair amount of range between each other, but it usually ranges between 95 to 105 for non-beadlock. And for a beadlock and a 15 by 8 in that colored chrome, it's normally about 145 to 155. So subtract 10 off of that for chrome.
The other neat thing that I noticed out there, drivers that can run any wheel that they want to still choose your products over the others. There is a recent picture of Scott Blomquist with his car up on jack stands, and there's aero racing wheels on all four corners. Top drivers rely on quality products, and those are yours.
They do. It's kind of funny. When I saw that, my husband was looking through Facebook and saw that photo of Bloomer's car and said, I didn't think late models ran your wheels. I'm like, they don't. And he's like, well, they do because they're on there. It's funny, you know, 6 years ago, everybody was lightweight, 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 and now everybody wants that weight. And so you see a lot of different cars, if they can run, the sizes that we offer. So it's kind of a neat evolution or change in the tide or something. But yeah, I was surprised when he said that. And then I looked and I said, well, sure enough, it was.
If I'm looking to purchase wheels on your website, what is the difference between roll form and spun form?
So spun form is a truer manufacturing process. I will note that our rolled formed are about as true as they come. So the spun form is a little bit more accurate, but all the way around both processes are very accurate. So generally, our spun form are more of our asphalt wheels, the 51 series. We do have a few dirt series that are spun form for the lighter weight. But generally around this area, around the Midwest, dirt racing, circle track racing, they're going to want to stick with the rolled form. But the runouts and the trueness of those wheels are just as good as our spun form wheels are.
Since you have launched the new 15-inch 4-lug Aero 55 series, I see more and more compacts going to that wheel versus stock.
The 55 series has been popular. We also just recently came out with a 44 series, which is basically a stock replacement. It's actually legal for IMCA sport compacts, which the rules state that you have to run stock, but since our replacements are stock specs, they are allowed. So it's become a process of people opening up their rules just slightly, and also the fact that supply isn't keeping up with the demand. You can't really go to a junkyard and find what you need anymore. And when we're putting these stock wheels on these cars that, you know, are putting some good force on some of these tracks at higher speed, they're not going to last forever. So the 44 series has proven within the last 6 months to really take off that IMCA. Those are 14x6 and 14x7, and they are stock replacements. So they're basically stock specs. They have the inverted center, so it bubbles out instead of in, so the wheels don't stick out. They're not a safety issue. But yes, the 55 series 4-lug have also been very popular in that series as well.
The dealer locator button on your website is a great way to find wheels close to where the racers live.
It is. We don't sell direct. We pride ourselves on our distributor network, and we allow them to do the majority of the work for us. We obviously do our end of the, you know, keep up our end of the bargain, keep in stock for them and everything like that. But, you know, no racer in the U.S. is going to find a hard time to find a wheel that's pretty standard and not get it within a few days. Our distributors are amazing at keeping their stocks at good levels, and as are we for them. So I think we have a good distributorship that reaches from California to North Carolina, and they also have dealers set up through them that, you know, are taking care of the more rural areas. So yeah, it's not hard for a racer to get an aero race wheel in this day and age.
How can they find out more about aero racing wheels?
They can certainly visit our website, aeroracewheels.com, or visit us on Facebook. We're on Facebook, too. We always welcome in calls. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, taking orders, and we certainly like to talk to the end user as much as possible, too. But all the information that you would need on the wheels themselves are on the web, is on the website.
Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show and plugging through a bad throat.
You bet.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to the sponsorship segment, and I am joined by Rod French from Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. And Rod, we saw you down at the Lucas Oil late model show at Deer Creek Speedway. You were sitting right behind us. Does anything get better than that final lap of the race? You could see the slide job from Bobby Pierce coming all the way down the backstretch, but Superman was able to hold him off.
Yes, you're right. You knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time. He tried it. He just didn't quite make her.
You were also out at Pink Night Out at Deer Creek Speedway last Saturday night, and I want to personally thank you for helping out raising money for the push-up challenge, because that's really cool when they do events like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the final tally was on that, but there was a lot of people that donated for that, and it's for a good cause, of course, you know. So it's like Todd Narveson said, you know, was the 1 in 8 or 1 in 10 of people standing up there would be affected by that, and I think that's a pretty conservative number. It's probably even worse than that, so it's a good deal to help out any time you can on that stuff.
And I know something that both of us are excited about, Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota, almost said Chateau Raceway, is reopening Friday, July 13th. This is great news for all of the racers and fans in the area. I know you are a supporter of the track, and it's only about 25 minutes from your house. We came close to losing it, but thank goodness for Mark Witaski stepping forward and keep it going to make some more memories.
I sure hope it works out for him. Anytime a track comes close to shutting down, there's people really pitch in to try to help out. I have been over there just once to help out a little bit last weekend, and there was several people helping. You know, everybody wants to see that track keep going. It's been around forever. It is a nice little racy little track on a Friday night, and what better way to wind down from the week than to go watch some dirt track racing.
It sounds like the boys are excited to get the Hornets out, but they've got some other conflicts coming up before they can get back on the racetrack.
Yep, that's true. They're softball. They've started football practice already. They're doing trap shoot. They got some stuff they got to work out. And of course, I think the 13th, I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to make that night, because I think I'm doing a show that weekend. I'm not positive, but if I can make it, I sure will be there.
And that's things that happen when a track closes like that, and all of a sudden Well, Friday nights are open. You make other plans, and when it reopens, you got to kind of get back in the swing of it again.
Yep, exactly. The whole month of July for Power Lift Doors over here is just unbelievable. We start out with Wisconsin Farm Tech Days. We go into Flying Cloud, the Greater Aviation Days. Do a little Dodge County Fair action. Then we go over to Oshkosh for a week. Freeborn County to finish off the month. So our month of July is about shot.
Rod, you just brought up a big topic talking about Power Lift Doors. There are so many applications for these doors, and one of them being aviation. And this has become a big part of your market.
It has. Power Lift's got a 138-foot wide by 29-foot tall door out there in the market right now. There's 35 different locations building doors under the Power Lift logo. So, yeah, we are. We're making a difference in the aviation. We actually got a couple going up into the Minneapolis area with a couple of restaurants with glass door applications, you know, for that bistro effect. So you can do almost anything with a Power Lift door. The only thing stopping you is your imagination. Just keep that in mind when you got that odd job that you need done. We can do it.
When it comes to installing one of these massive doors, precision is crucial, and I know that's where you do an outstanding job, because if it doesn't work properly, what good is it?
Correct. Yep, you're 100% right. We just put in a 60-foot wide by 18.5-foot tall door up in Maple Lake, and we put it into a metal frame building, and we had about an eighth of an inch clearance around that door when we snuck that baby in there, so it fit like a glove. The guy is really excited. We gained him about a foot and a half clearance over what he had on his bifold door. And he said, it's just so simple. It's hard to believe that this application didn't come around a lot earlier than it did into this market, you know. So, and I'm looking forward to working with that guy. He's got several hangers, and he was just tickled to death with the way everything turned out for him.
And I happened to call you during that installation, and weather hasn't been on your side lately.
You know, I think the weather's been fighting everybody this year. The farmers, the construction, the whole business is down this year, but hopefully it straightens out and it just doesn't go to a dry season on us. You know, we still need a little rain, but we just don't need any right now.
When it comes to ag and ag doors, the equipment is getting bigger and bigger. Each door you make is custom made, as you said, to precisely fit your client's needs.
Yep, you're 100% right. You know, on our standard door, we lose 5 inches of head clearance and 3 inches on each side. So an 18-foot building, you end up with a 17-foot, 7-tall door in it. So you can save the cost on bringing the building down a little bit, put a bigger door in there, and it works out really well. If we look at the planning stages, we got a pretty good shot of putting our door in there versus some of the competition doors.
You can also design your doors so they blend right in with the building or structure that you are installing it on. The barn home on your website, you can virtually not see the door. It blends right in perfectly with the structure of the building.
Yeah, yep, you're right. You know, we got some out there that got stucco on them. We got them with wainscoting, rock wainscoting. You know, there's so many ways to finish it off. And if you ever have time, just go to powerliftdoors.com and take a look at some of them houses and some of them building sites that we do have the doors in. It's amazing how you can make it not look like a door, I guess you'd say.
Here at French's Power Lift Doors and Fabrication, you also have a full-service metal fabrication shop that can produce virtually anything out of metal.
Yeah, we do a lot of other things besides the doors. I've been doing truck repairs, refurbishing, not a mechanic, but refurbishing trucks and wheelbase slides, frame extensions, pusher axles, mountain dump boxes. We even did some church communion rails.
You also have expanded the shop to take even more projects on.
We're not finished yet, but we did add a 106-by-50-foot building on, and it's working out real well, but like I said, it's not quite finished. It's feast or famine, and right now we're in the feast mode, so we're trying to get as much out the door as we possibly can, and we'll worry about finishing the shop when we get a little lull in the business and go from there, I guess you'd say.
You mentioned you have some upcoming fairs and trade shows that listeners can stop by and see you at.
Yeah, like I said, we'll be Wisconsin Farm Tech Days in July. The 13th, 14th, and 15th, we'll be in Flying Cloud up to Eden Prairie up there. We go to Dodge County after that, Oshkosh Air Show. If you're anything to do with airplanes, they got it all over there. That's the whole week of July 20th through the 27th or something, and then we finish out the end of the month at Preborn County.
Well, we will definitely see you out at some of those places. How can they find out more about French's Power Lift Doors?
You can go to our website. It's all on the website there, so go ahead and take a look and see what we got going on. Our web address is powerliftdoors.com.
Rod, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the Dirt Show, and I know I will see you out at some races yet this season.
You know, I made a comment on Facebook here earlier in the week. That was about the best racing I've seen at Deer Creek in a long time, and I hope it continues. The side-by-side racing, you didn't know who was going to win the race in any of them classes the way it seemed. It was just that close, and I hope they can keep it up.
Oh, that was a blast. I tell you what, that street stock one, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't, man. Foss about nipped there. Brad Waits right at the end of on that mod feature, too. I don't know where he came up with that extra power, but he found her somewhere on that last lap.
Thank you for being with us, Rod.
I'll see you later, Glenn. Thank you.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle. Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Napa Know How.
Everyone could use less friction with staticky carpets,
ow,
tight pants, and your engine. Thankfully, a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $23.99 plus $10 mail-in rebate. It reduces friction, which means better performance. Pennzoil Full Synthetic, $23.99 plus $10 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Kohl's Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Kohl's Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Kohl's other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pulse setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Kohl's Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway. And Cole, we were recently down to the Lucas Oil late models at Deer Creek. Man, late models on Deer Creek Speedway are awesome, and you have the Gopher 50 coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited. Coming off that Lucas Oil show, it's probably one of the better late model races I've, you know, witnessed there. And to come now with the World of Outlaw guys to follow it up basically a month later, it's going to be something to see. We're pretty dang excited and see what these guys can do and put on, I hope, similar, if not a better show yet.
The fans were really excited down there, and it's a great time because not only do you get to see a great race, but if you want to get a pit pass and head down in the pits and get to see these cars up close, meet these drivers who are on the National Touring Series, it's a great time.
Yeah, and this event's unique enough that the ticket price for the grandstands being at $30, the pit pass is only $35. So we get a lot of fans that go down, and we don't charge you the additional $35. It's just a $5 upgrade, and you can go down to the pits anytime at that point. So we get a lot of the fans take advantage of that, and it's neat to see all the fans down there interacting with all the drivers and everything, because these guys are on the road so much, they're great people. And I think they basically live and race for the fans. You know, you see them interacting and talking to them. It's really a joy to see the interaction between them. It's a great thing.
And Cole, there's going to be some big money up for grabs, not only in the late models, but also in the USRA modifieds.
Yes, Clayne. The late models are going to be running for $10,000 to win again like they have in the past. But the modifieds, due to some great sponsors, you know, with Carroll's Corn and Trailo companies out of Owatonna there, they are actually going to be racing for $5,000 to win this year. And there's a unique twist to it. There's going to be the Trailo Challenge. If a driver elects to start 11th or 12th, there's some stipulations there. And check our website and everything. We'll be coming out with all the details on this. But if they elect to start 11th or 12th in the feature and can pull off a win, he will double the $5,000 winnings to make it a $10,000 to win show.
The Go for 50 will be Saturday, July 7th. What time are the pit gates going to open up, and what time can fans come and get down to pits and meet some drivers?
For fans, the pit gate will open at 2:30, and the grandstand gates open at 3 p.m. And with the pit gates opening at 2:30, they are actually open all day. What happens there is 2:30, we do kind of go through, we sweep everybody out of the pits, and then that's when we have to get the wristbands on. So actually, you can come on down anytime throughout the day, come down, see the drivers, meet them, you know, watch them work on the cars. It's a great thing. I believe it's at 11 a.m. We actually host a driver's feed where we feed all the drivers, modified and late models, and a crew member that's in attendance, free pork chop dinner on behalf of the Bloom Prairie Lions and us and a few great sponsors that help with it. And fans can also purchase a ticket to that as well, and that happens, I believe it's right around 11 a.m. till about 12:30. So it's a great time. You know, you may sit at a table next to your favorite late model guy and eat a pork chop and have a good conversation.
And a lot of people do come down early and tailgate, and pre-race tickets are on sale right now.
Yeah, tickets are on sale now online or by calling our office. I believe it is Thursday at 1 o'clock. They do go offline, but you can still purchase at the office or at day of the event. General admission tickets will be available as well.
Cole, this is a must-see event, the Go for 50 at Deer Creek Speedway, Saturday, July 7th, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. Thank you, Clay.
One motorcycle captured the imagination like no other. It changed the concept of what riding can be. And now, it's ready to do it all over again. Introducing the entirely new 2018 Honda Goldwing and Goldwing Tour. Redesigned from the road up, the new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before. It features an all-new engine, the industry's first 7-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and a whole lot more. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and see the 2018 Honda Goldwing for yourself. USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on The Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man here to remind you that Cookie's products aren't just for barbecue night. Let us make your other favorite meals and gatherings better too. Top your tacos with Cookie's Taco Sauce on Taco Tuesday. Smother your wings with our Wings and Things hot sauce for Wing Wednesday. Pair Cookie's premium salsa with chips for Fiesta Friday. Make all of your favorite appetizers with our products on Sunday Funday. Remember, smart cookies use Cookie's. Visit us at cookiesbbq.com.
Cookie!
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And it's summertime and the grills are smoking, Speed.
I'll tell you what, Clean, it makes my mouth water just thinking about them again. What I did is took some nice thick-cut chops. You can either use bone-in or boneless. I like to get them about an inch and a quarter thick, inch and a quarter, inch and a half thick pork chops. I don't like the thin ones. I like the nice thick ones. And I just seasoned them up with our flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, and then I grilled them, but you don't want to over-grill them. I just took them up to about 145, but I took these to about 140, 142, and pulled them off, and they'll climb the other five. But when they got to that about I'm guessing I was probably around 138, I brushed them with our new Cookies Korean stir-fry barbecue and wing sauce and glazed that on them, and turn it over and glaze the other side, and then just left them on there till they got up to that 142. It was probably about only maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. But they got up to there, and that sauce kind of caramelized a little on there. And those chops were so juicy, because like I say, you don't want to overcook it. 145 is the USDA guideline for pork. But cooked it up to there and sliced that off there, and I'll tell you what, Clean, I trying to find your phone number. I was going to give you a call and have you come over and help me eat them, but then I got too busy eating and I lost your phone number.
Speed, I can't imagine a nice, fresh bakery hamburger bun. Put one of those on the bun, sit down with your paper plate, a big scoop of potato salad, and your favorite beverage out at the races tailgating, and you would be in seventh
and then,
heaven.
And then I take Bush's beans, and then I add a little bit of flavor enhancer to it, and then a little bit of brown sugar, and then our sweet hickory barbecue sauce to those beans. And I'll tell you what, that and your favorite beverage, and, yeah, if you took like a boneless chop, now I did bone-in, But if you had a nice bonus chop and put that in between one of those baked refresh buns, oh!
Speed, if they'd like to find out more about any of these great recipes, get your latest cookbook, or find out where they can get these products, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to cookiesbbq.com. This recipe here, I haven't got on there. I mean, it's just simple, just flavor enhancer, and then glaze it with our Cookies Korean sauce that's available in all the Fairway and Hy-Vee stores up there. But other Korean recipes for our new Korean sauce are on our website. So just go to cookiesbbq.com and look them up.
Thanks for making us all very hungry.
Yep, thanks. Have a good one, Clayton. See you, buddy.
Since 1972, we, the Miskin family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, June 21st, they were racing at KRA Speedway in Wilmer. In the Modifieds, Don Eichen over Brian Haben. In the B-Mods, Corey Jones over Tony Canold. In the Mod 4s, it was Robert Holquist over Matt Halls. In the Pure Stocks, Austin Bauman over Taylor Kruger. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Jeff Krause over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stock A-Main, Zach Schultz over Jeff Krause. Last Friday night, June 22nd, they were racing at I-94 Speedway. In the A-Modified feature, Brady Gertis over Jeremy Nelson. In the B-Modifieds, Justin Froming over Matt Baker. In the Dirt Late Models, Sean Meyer over Kevin Robertson. In the Economy Late Models, Travis Scherer over Ryan Sater. In the Hornets, Austin Lammers over Matt Pedersen. And in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Timothy Whalen. They were also racing at Mississippi Thunder last Friday night, June 22nd. In the USRA Modified feature, Brad Waits taking the victory. Cody Gardner winning the 600 Modified A-Main. In the Late Models, Lance Hofer making it his fifth of the season. Taylor Scrogg in the USRA Modifieds gets his first victory. Steve Dwyer wins the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main. And Johnny Sievertson wins the MTS Hornet feature. Granite City Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 22nd. In the A-Modified A-Main, Dennis Check over Clayton Wagaman. In the B-Mods, Brennan Grave over Mark Martini. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dwight Gillard. In the Mini-Mods, Tommy Payton over Mark Jacobson. And in the Super Stock A-Main, Dave Moss over Dexton Koch. We were at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa last Friday night, June 22nd. In the IMCA Modified A-Main, Jeremy Mills over Cole Hall. In the Sport Mod feature, Colby Fett over Doug Cook. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Derek Green over Chad Palmer. In the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen over Chance Halatz. In the sport compacts, it was Jacob Techney over Devin Jones. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, June 23rd, in the Modified A Main. Jason Good over Brian Haben. In the B Mods, Josh Rogatz over Randy Lang. In the sport compacts, Austin Moan over Kent Miller. In the stock cars, it was Austin Bauman over Tyler Garberich. In the super stocks, it was John Talaxin over Cole Swearing. And in the street stocks, Justin Taman over Eric Riley. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, June 23rd. In the Modified A-Main, Travis Scherer over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modifieds, Brock Growald over Sean Olson. In the Dirt Super Late Models, Travis Scherer over Ben Walden. In the Pier Stocks, Jesse Waldorf over Megan Blumgren. In the Street Stocks, it was Justin Vogel over Mark Blom. And in the Super Stocks, Jason Cook over Jeff Krause. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, June 23rd. In the Modified A-Main, Dennis Check over Jody Belfi. In the Modified, Zach Benson over Jeremy Nelson. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Brittany Smith. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Kyle Howland. And in the Super Stocks, it was Dave Moss over James Trantini. Last Saturday night, June 23rd, we were at Deer Creek Speedway. What an awesome night at the racetrack. In the USRA Modified feature, Brad Waits over Keith Foss. In the Wissota Super Stocks, Brandon Duhlman over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Travis Krause over Blake Adams. In the Midwest Modifieds, Dan Wheeler over Ryan Wettstein. In the USRA B-Mods, Dan Hoofden over Jerry Young, and Colby Wagner and Joe Chisholm both get victories in the slingshots. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 23rd. In the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Steve Kreuer. In the Sport Compacts, Austin Friedrich over Darwin Brown. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Kevin Kirk. In the Carts, Tate Isaacson, Zoe Porter, and J.J. Reimers all get victories in their features. In the Modifieds, it was Brandon Beckendorf over Tyler Limoges. In the Outlaw Hobby feature, Kyle Ropke over Maury Oestreich. In the Sprint Cars, it was Neil Stevens over Michael Stein. And in the Stock Cars, Brett Euchre over Dan McIntoon. They were also racing at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa last Saturday night, June 23rd. In the 410 25 lap wing sprint car A main, Brian Brown over Austin McCarl. In the 360 wing sprint car A main, Clint Garner over Ryan Giles. And in the 305 A main, Eric Bridger over Jace Jenkins.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Faggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at faggersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wissota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at faggersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.